Like, I'm an engineer, Jim's an engineer. I love Jeremy Pryde. Engineers don't say that, but I love Jeremy Pryde. He is a blessing to me and to many, many other men. I met Jim and Marie maybe 6-7 years ago at St. Luke's. But I've really come to know Jim very, very well through a men's group. That's Frank. I didn't realize we were going to speak about him, but this is, I've got several Jim stories, but this is the one I will tell. We started in April. In April of 2007, we started a Catholic Men's Fellowship Group in Morgantown. We hold it at St. Luke's, but it's for men of any parish, frankly, of any denomination. The only requirement is that you're a man, all right? And it's confidential. And it's a Bible study, essentially. It's a Bible study for Catholics, which to some is an oxymoron, but not to us. And we have met now, and the reason Frank teases me about the spreadsheet, it's one of the common threads of all men's groups, regardless of what the subject is, they tease each other. That's how men show affection, is by disrespecting each other publicly. It's like women kissing, it's the same thing. It's just because I feel the love. I do have a spreadsheet on attendance. Okay? That's a fact. I do not send it to the Vatican, which many of them tease me about.
And we tease them every week about
every
that.
Every single week. And we have had over 160 meetings. 160 meetings. We have men in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I'll give you one guess. Who's attended more meetings than anyone else? Jim McBride. Okay? He won't miss. He is the mailman. The mailman, it doesn't matter.
The mailman misses more than
Jim. The mailman misses more than Jim. And it's not just the fact that he's there like the furniture is there. It's how he's there. He's there humbly. He's got the Holy Spirit coming out of every pore of his body. And as a cradle Catholic, I didn't know what that meant, really, till this group began. And I met some of the men, not only Jim, but primarily Jim, and another man many of you know who he was the second oldest man. But quickly, the story I will tell you, and the reason I really do love Jim very much, is that during the time that we've had this men's group, my oldest son, we have gone through major challenges with. He's now 20, and praise God, he's doing very, very well now and on the right path. So the level of stress in my life and in my wife's life is down significantly from where it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and even 1 year ago. And I got lots of support from many of the men here, many of the men, all of the men, who are very supportive of one another. We don't tease each other about things like that, we're very serious. But one of the things that Jim did constantly with me, and at first I found it funny, I found it puzzling, but then the light went on, and I realized the wisdom. He would ask me if I had invited David for dinner. Family dinner. This is at a state, a point in time where my son did not want to hear from me. Did not want to talk to me. And if I called him to invite him to come to the house for dinner, it would not have been a polite conversation. But every single week I would see Jim and he'd say, "How is that?" And I'd have to tell him, because I can't lie, you cannot lie this. His lightning bolt immediately right on the forehead if you ever lied to this man. But I haven't spoken to him. Grab my hand and invite him over for dinner. Jim, I don't think he wants to come for dinner. And I would tighten up and invite him over for dinner. Dinners are good. Family dinners. Don't lecture him. Just a family dinner. And he would not go with me. I could break away from him, I think, although I never try. And so I would do that. And I would call him. My wife would say, "Why are you calling him?" And the truth is, if my wife was sitting here, she would not know that it was because Jim McBride told me to. But it was. pray over him. Pray for him every single day. And so he's taught me more than he ever, until this moment, probably realizes. He has taught me. And I'm just forever grateful. I've never been to this meeting. I'm so glad to be here to honor you, to listen to your words of wisdom. And